From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The 50th Annual Grammy Awards ceremony is Sunday night in Los Angeles. Promoters of the event are making a lot of the half-century anniversary. But over the years, Grammy voters have been widely ridiculed for choices that have made them seem out of touch with popular music. The awards presenters insist those picks have gotten better, but as Joel Rose reports, the change may have come too late for an industry that's in trouble.
The Grammys started out as the music industry's answer to the Oscars. It was 1958, and rock and roll was tearing up the charts. But at clubby awards banquets in New York and Beverly Hills, Grammy voters awarded Album of the Year to Henry Mancini.
There was an outright conspiracy in those early Grammy years not to reward rock and roll.
Los Angeles Times blogger Tom O'Neill wrote a book about the Grammys. He says it would be 10 years before a rock record won Album of the Year. Writer Tom O'Neill says the Grammys did add a separate category for rock and roll in 1970.
Remember who the Grammys are. They're the industry establishment. So they're going to punish the hooligans at the door and try to keep them out.
And a lot of young fans noticed, including Sasha Frayer Jones, the pop music critic for The New Yorker magazine.
They were corny. As a kid, I just got the impression they didn't know what music was out there. And also the performance itself, the show, was just always so lame.
Now that they have finished counting, can't you feel the pressure mounting as that momentous moment draws near? What an air of apprehension. You can almost taste the tension as we approach the record of the year.
The Fifth Dimension presented the Grammy for Record of the Year in 1971, the first year the awards were broadcast live on television. Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water was a reasonable choice in hindsight, but the members of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, who vote on the Grammys, have made some questionable decisions over the years, and not just the notorious Best New Artist Grammy they gave to lip syncers Milli Vanilli. The Academy has never given a Grammy to Neil Young, The Who, Led Zeppelin, or The Kinks.
Undoubtedly, there'd be oversights and there'd be lessons learned, and I think they have been.
Neil Portnow is the Recording Academy's CEO.
What we've tried to do is to make sure that we have a well-established, very broad-based, inclusive, and savvy voting population. These are peers of those that are being considered.
Those voters are peers in the sense that they work in the music industry. But there are more than 12,000 voting members who can cast ballots in a wide range of categories. That's a key difference between the Grammys and the Oscars, where directors nominate directors, screenwriters nominate screenwriters, and so on. And there are fewer Oscars up for grabs. This year, the Grammys will hand out awards in 110 separate categories, from Record of the Year to Best Hawaiian Music Album. That's made the Grammys an easy target for critics, including The Simpsons.
We had fame and fortune. Now all we needed was the approval of record company lowlives.
And the Grammy for Outstanding Soul, Spoken Word, or Barbershop Album of the Year goes to the B-Sharps!
Yay! Recording Academy CEO Neil Portnow claims he's never seen that episode. He says despite their stumbles, the Grammys remain the most coveted award in the business.
You will always hear a musical artist who's either been nominated or received a Grammy as Grammy-nominated or Grammy-winning recording artists. And even following to the unfortunate time when there's a passing and there's an obituary, it's Grammy-winning artist so-and-so passed away today.
But that may have as much to do with journalists needing an easy way to identify an artist as it does with the Grammys themselves. Awards like the Pulitzers and the Oscars are actively coveted in their fields. But three-time Grammy Award winner Maynard James Keenan of the rock band Tool says the Grammy just doesn't have the same cachet.
It does give you a little sense of, yeah, a little pat on the back. But I don't think there's a lot of musicians out there that are catering their content to win a Grammy. It just doesn't kind of happening. Unlike the Oscars, where, you know, a studio will particularly hone a film to get that Oscar.
When a movie wins the Oscar for Best Picture, it can be worth tens of millions of dollars to the studio that released it. The bounce from winning a Grammy is generally a lot smaller. Dixie Chicks saw their album Taking the Long Way jump from number 72 to number 8 on the Billboard charts the week after they swept last year's awards. But that kind of impact is rare, and it may be the last time the Grammys will have such a dramatic effect. Total album sales dropped 15% last year, continuing a slide that started 7 years ago. New Yorker critic Sasha Frere Jones says more people are getting music for free online, either through an artist's MySpace page or from unauthorized file sharing.
We're having, I think, a complete and total sort of paradigm shift. When it's really unnecessary to buy music, you know, that's something that record companies are struggling with, that there is so much legal free music available, dot, 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 you can fill in the rest.
Frere Jones says the Grammys are behind the curve once again, recognizing artists who sold a lot of CDs in 2007 while overlooking one of the most downloaded songs of the year, Crank That by Soulja Boy, who did not get nominated in the top categories.
Soulja Boy, tough. Hey, I got this new dance for y'all called the Soulja Boy. You gotta punch, then crank back 3 times from left to right. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh, why me crank it, why me roll?
Recording Academy CEO Neil Portnow insists the Grammy Awards have survived other changes in how music reaches the consumer.
Whether it was, you know, something that was on a vinyl disc or something that was on a cassette or on an 8-track, all of these things change, but doesn't have a tremendous impact on what we do in terms of our recognition of great music every year. That really doesn't change very much for us.
But 50 years on, the music industry may be changing so much, the Grammys won't have much choice but to pay attention. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
Crank that song, now what? Me, you crank that song, now what? Me, you crank that song, now what?